July 27, 2010, it's a Watt from Pedro show. Watt from Pedro Show here on a Tuesday in San Pedro. Kind of a different day for us. Brother Matt, good to see you.
Good to see you too. Welcome back.
Yeah, I'm in San Pedro for 8 days.
Well, on the mend.
3 days left. I got back Thursday night. Well, let me tell you, we started with Essie's Dance by John Coltrane, and then something new from Light. My brother's in Tokyo with Andromeda. It's something they recorded in Chicago when I brought him last spring. Well, spring of, 2010. March, is that spring?
Yeah.
So, 4 months ago. They recorded in Chicago with John McIntyre, and that's coming out. It's called, what's the name of that album? Can't remember. But it's got some songs he did with him. And the year before, when I took him on the East Coast, a little swing, they did something in Maryland. Fuck. Starts with an I. It's an English word. Sorry about that. Go to, myspace.com/lightband, LITEBAND. And, because I can't think of their website. You know what? I could just go look.
We have the technology.
Yeah, we have the technology. And, because.
So they record when you're on the West Coast this past year, too?
No, when they were here doing the West Coast little thing, they record with John McIntyre in Chicago. So, the time before was in Maryland because they were in the East Coast. It's called Illuminate. Sorry. Yeah. On I Want the Moon Records. Yeah, so, and you can, their own website is LITE-WEB.com. Great band. Okay. So I defeated that Alzheimer onslaught by cheating and looking on the web. Here at the Love Grotto, but I didn't get here on my own power. Brother Matt had going
chauffeur
hoist
status.
Me.
Got the fancy walking sticks there.
So I'm very grateful to you, Brother Matt. Yeah. I have a...
Streamline.
Jeff, it's Sue. T-S-U-E.
For crutch?
Yeah. It's the nickname I give to Aquasan's dictionary. And now the karma backhand is limited. Now, I've had bad knees, people. I was born with them bad, and in fact, they got so bad by my early 20s, I had to have surgeries. And, kneecaps just don't want to stay in. So Dr. Mizuguchi, his name was, he went and yanked the ligaments further over on them to pull more in, inboard, because they want to go outboard. And only two blowouts from his surgeries. The last one was when I was, 31. Was in Chicago at the Cabaret Metro on stage. So for 20 years, they've been no problems. Oh, the other one was in 86 when Firehose first toured with Sonic Youth, and we're all playing the Blue Oyster Cult song together at the Ann Red and the Black, and they tackle me with their guitars on. Yeah, popped it out. They couldn't see through the pants. They couldn't see what was happening. So Thirst grabbed some chair and just put me in it, put the mic there, and told me to keep going. Actually, I think it was during Star Power, one of their songs, and then they had me do the Red and the Black, screaming in pain, and, they didn't know. This blowout here happened on the 12th, July 12th, in a town called Istres, kind of by Marseille, in the south east part of France. Near the water there, the Mediterranean. And it was the end of the first song of the gig. Beautiful outdoor venue. Seats in front of us. Almost like a theater or
first
something.
First song.
And, the end of it was Raw Power. And I went down. And it was like, oh, my God. And I felt the feeling that I hadn't felt for 20 years. And, oh, my God, you know, I can't ruin the gig. So I go and I sit on the drum riser, Scotty Sun's drum riser, and just kept playing, you know. And a couple songs, Egg looks back at me and he's like motioning me to get up, you know. He doesn't know what happened. We haven't stopped or anything. And I just, man, I almost started crying. I looked at him and I said, I can't. Now, Egg's got bad knees and bad stuff, so he could relate. You know, he just didn't know. And I guess he thought I might have been taking a breather or something. But I just couldn't get up. And so next day, Torpas Henry and Josh Helperman go and get me a knee immobilizer. Kind of stylish. Mine was white. You know, it's been in the closet a long time. And some crutches.
21st century
stuff. This one's a black and blue. It's like germs colors. Yeah. And it's basically like a splint. It's got some steel in it and cloth with Velcro. So it just immobilizes a leg. And so I don't have to, you know, I got support and also the crutches. And I continue to do gigs. That was the sixth one, so I had five more to go. And I just parked myself. I didn't sit on the riser. Actually, the last song of that gig, I stood up, you know, because the gig before in Belgium, Zodigem, Ig stage dived, and his head hit another dude's head, and right on his temple, and it busted it open, blood everywhere. But he kept going, and then after the gig, I had to get 10 stitches.
Wow.
But I was thinking, you know, and the last song is of the set was Open Up and Bleed. I was like, man, he kept going. So I stood up. It was very dangerous because, you know, I had no support, but stood very still, and it didn't go out again. And but after that, with the immobilizer, did the gigs, and he's like stovepipe leg. And try to move your body. It's really weird. I'm used to pushing my body into the music, and only the hand moves, you know. It's kind of strange. But at least I can do it. I was really afraid of the plane ride back. It was 10 hours. But I was in a place like a bulkhead seat, so there was more room. There really ain't a lot of pain. I just can't use it at all. And these ligaments, they're just slow to heal. And so I just got to be patient. I told Brother Matt on the way over here, I didn't even get the boat out of the garage, you know. No driving, no Jatin Shah, no kayak. Just deck duty. You know, even I can bend it pretty good, you know, with the immobilizer off. So I got good flexibility, but I just can't.
No pedaling, no paddling.
Yeah, and hobbling around. And the best thing to do is just lay there and, you know, let it. I mean, it was really swollen up, and it's only about twice the other side. And I have to watch the other side because that's actually the worst knee. And now it's doing double duty. Yeah, it works. So the scariest part is the showers because that's when the immobilizer has to be off, and I just got to think every move in advance using the crutches and stuff. You get the foot over the tub thing. And the gigs, too, was tough. Right after, you know, I was all sweaty and shit. But where there's a will, there's a way. And, you know, I was in the Minutemen. You know, I would watch D. Boone. I wanted to be like him leaping around. And people like Pete Townsend. And when I see people, like, dancing while they play, to me, that's what I want to do. First time I saw Yumi, you know, I want to be like it. But I just have to accept the reality. I cannot do this shit. It's too risky. I'm too frail. When you're, you know, it was really bad when it happened in Chicago and stuff, but I'm 20 years older, and so the healing processes are... So anyway, I don't want folks to feel sorry for me anyway, because it could have been a lot worse. And that, actually, the next day, I got even worse news. Oh, buddy, Tony Platton, had passed away in his sleep a week before. And my friend for 40 years, was on this show 3 times.
Yeah.
He had, in fact, took me to the airport for that tour leg. So I always took a picture of him when I was getting out of the truck. So I have a picture of him maybe a week before it happened. And he hurt a hell of a lot. He was born with no hip sockets. And at that time, they didn't have plastic replacements. So most of the doctors said, you're going to be in this chair forever. But one guy said, no, I can carve into your bones and stuff. So Tone got to walk. But especially as he got older, it was bone on bone, incredible pain that man went through. So that's small potatoes. Tone, you know, I used to talk with almost every night on the phone, especially the last 15, 20 years. He's always there for me. This is an intense blow, but that's how it goes. I think about him a lot. And I can still see his face when I first met him at Dotson, and he's all smiling. Uh-huh. So that's the way I always think of him. He's just... Our big dream was I wanted to take him to foreign country because, you know, he's born and raised in Pedro. I did take him on two Fire-O's tours to sell his T-shirts, so he did get to see a lot of the country. But I wanted him to visit a foreign one, too. And his daddy's people was from Greece, so we were thinking maybe going there or something.
Yeah, he had a lot of cool stories about his dad.
Yeah. Yeah, his pop was happening cat. He sold furniture at Barker Brothers downtown on Flower. Was an excellent spieler. Tone had some of that gift. And but I'll never forget him, and I'm just so grateful I had him. Luckily, many times in my life, I got to tell him I loved him. So that's a good thing. I was sometimes, you just never know when it's the goodbye, when the final gig is.
Yeah,
I never thought of it.
It's cool telling everybody what you think, so everyone knows, nothing held back.
Yeah. So, yeah, in perspective, the knee thing is pretty little. But I'm grateful to you, Brother Matt, for bringing me here so we could do a radio show.
No sweat.
Because, I just miss doing them with you anyway. And to do another one before I leave Sally Forth. I got 8 gigs in 14 days, which is kind of a lot for Stooges. And
all big festivals.
Got England. Yeah. A lot of them are metal ones. Yeah. Like in Finland and Sweden, Norway, England, Nebworth. There's 2 club gigs in Russia, St. Petersburg and Moscow, so that'll be my 3rd time there. And then we finish up in Holland. I come back, and on the 23rd, I come back the 15th. On the 23rd, I leave for Austin to do an album with Fola McDonough's John Dietrich and Tim Barnes. It's some improvised thing they asked me to be part of.
Cool.
3 days in Austin in the summer should be. I'll wear flannel, believe I. And then I'll fly off to join the Stooges for 4 last gigs of 2010. They're all U.S. ones. Atlantic City, Chicago, Boston, and then the Altamars Party in upstate New York.
Oh, cool.
Monticello. Come back and then prepare for Japan tour, October 17, November 7, which will be the debut of my Hyphenated Man piece, my 3rd opera, which Brother Tony Mamone's got 1 song to mix. Almost all done.
Oh, cool.
I did the cover art and everything, so I did an interview this morning with the LA Times who wanted to ask me about all the stuff I had up. And, you know, the dude, I have like 12, 13, 14 things in the pipeline. So I probably mixed the fuck out of him up. But he did get a hold of the Floor by Floor album I did last summer with Dougie Baum, Nels Klein, Yuka Honda in New York City.
Oh, bitchin'.
It's coming out in September. By the way, Nels Klein, Yuka Honda get married November 13th.
Right on.
So I might stay after a little bit in my tour because it's going to be there.
Cool.
In Japan. And maybe I'll work with Jim O'Rourke to finish our duet album.
But very cool.
Then, yeah, cause she wants me to be there. And so, yeah, can you imagine?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, omadetto. I mean, congratulations.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, Mr. John Payne talked to me about stuff coming up, and he had this album in his hand, and he was really digging on it, you know, and how'd you do it? I just wrote him some bass songs on the bass, and they just jumped on it. I said, I've been doing a lot of this. Some of these cats I don't even know. You know, I just play, or they give me their stuff, and I try to put on the bass. I'm new for the noise stuff. I'm trying out bass parts. One of them, I think, 20 different versions. I'm up to 6 on the second one now, of the new stuff. And yeah, many versions, many inventions. But sometimes people like the first, what's his name? Chris Schlarb, for his solo album, he asked me to do a bass solo. And, you know, the whole end of the song, you know. And so I went for it. He said, yeah, that's kind of good. Works the first time. But, you know who sent me some songs to put bass on was one of our guests a month and a half ago, Christian.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
And that stuff he's playing, the 12 string,
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's mainly great. Like that with this drumming. Uh-huh. And very interesting stuff.
Cool.
So that's what I'm looking forward to. Okay, let's play some music.
Hey, badges tinkle, t-shirts mingle. And you are a face! I'm a prince, man! I'm gonna be sad! I'm a hellhound. My face increases.
that falls the night to fade the tide to dust down. Little son, you over that you told my nana neck is some war. He turned a nanny to say he died. So far to turn man, you do him an answer. Died to save and waity. Hey, 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 yes, I'm ooh.
Watt from Pedro Show. We just heard 888 by Joaquin A. before that, Hita Hita by Tenko. And then Printhead by The Fall, off my favorite Fall album, the Dragnet, called Dragnet. Not The Dragnet. God, I remember when that came out, it was recorded, like, very strange, but bitchin' songs, bitchin' spiel. And the other stuff, too. I'm a huge fan of Tenko and Wakine, great stuff. I made some CDs for Dirk of Tenko and Wakine, and he's getting into it, you know, stuff he don't know about.
Cool.
Yeah.
I see he's going to be playing at the Taste of San Pedro. It's cooler
getting
some
cool Scott.
Bands. And the seatbelt.
He told me that's kind of over, but he's doing it for him.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, I told him, you should do a Dirk album. I said, I'll play the bass. You just get your fucking songs.
Awesome.
And we'll do a Dirk album.
Very cool.
No compromise. I mean, he's nobody too, and he took me to the Tone thing, and he's going to take me to the airport Friday. So my sister's school goes to 12:20.
Oh, summer school,
actually. Yeah, summer school.
Uh-huh.
Do you have it?
Yeah, just got back in action last week. I had a month off. And that was bitching. And
what have you been doing?
Well, I think we reported back since I did the New York Boston thing, and then I just got back and started working the casual existence here on the Isla Pedro, peddling.
You did some sailing, right? With Skipper Jeff?
Yes, went sailing with Skipper Jeff. That was awesome. Hit the Pride of Cucamonga, bitching day, bunch of dolphins.
We actually did a show on the Pride of Cucamonga.
Yeah.
It was in the marina. It was a slip. Well, we got to do one where we're actually at sea.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. Yeah, it's a fine vessel.
Fine vessel. But you got kind of burned?
Yeah, I got pretty fried. I put the goop on, but early, you know, then we were out cruising around and it was overcast. The summer hasn't really been much of a summer.
Yeah.
You know, weather-wise, it's been more of a bummer.
UVs don't care.
I don't care, man. I fried out on the water. Yeah, I got totally baked. But that'll happen. It's not the first time.
You see any dolphins out there?
Yeah, we saw a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. They were putting on a little show for us.
Really?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah. So it was cool. And I just had the 30th reunion. That was pretty cool.
High school?
Yeah.
Wow, I've been afraid to go to mine.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Pretty fun. Everybody was pretty well preserved.
Was there a lot of folks from that class?
It was about 150 or so. So it was quite a bit.
How big was your class?
It was probably like 700 or something like that, I think. It was pretty big.
I think.
But a lot of people
was like 900.
Yeah.
Some of them was pretty big too. But yeah. I'd never been to one. But everyone was preserved.
Yeah, for the most part. A few people.
What are the nightmares he tell you about those? All the people that were happening aren't happening.
Yeah, nobody recognizes you. Nobody knows you.
And they were like peaking at 18, 17.
Yeah, best part of their life for a lot of people.
Wow.
But everybody seemed like they're doing cool. They're all good. Then next day, they've been doing the park deal for Sunday concerts.
Furman?
Over Point Furman, the regular summer deal.
Yeah.
So everybody hit that up the next day. Or not everyone,
but playing Wingtips.
It was a lot of the same bands, but one of the bands, the girl Ronnie Iacono, Ronnie Callaghan, she was in our class, so it was cool seeing her.
Oh wow!
Yeah, she's been singing forever. She hasn't changed a bit. She still got it down, so that was really cool. She got a new tune. She's doing her own stuff too now. So
oh yeah,
just hit iTunes this week.
Too. Great.
Yeah, so that's very cool.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're building a new school up there. Have you checked out the latest status of that? They're powering
up by
right
my
now.
Practice pad.
Yeah, they're putting up the steel girders and trucks lined up all day.
You said by 2012 it'll be action.
Yeah, maybe.
Pedro will have two high schools.
Yeah.
They're going to call it Angels Gate?
I don't think so. I don't know what the name is. Right now they just got a generic high school 15.
Okay.
This is the second week of summer school. With all the budget cuts, we've been cut back pretty big.
Yeah.
So summer school is just 4 weeks. So I had a month off,
wow.
Go to work for a month, and then I got another month off. So
Oh, you mean September?
I go back. I get off for summer August 13th. Yeah. I go back September 13th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about Labor Day? Are you going to Burning Man?
Oh, I'm going to Alaska this time. I'm doing my diversification. There's a few of them. I'm going to be doing the family cruise. First time we ever took a trip together.
Your family?
Yeah. That would be kind of neat.
I'm looking forward to
it. Yeah.
So it's going to be hitting up, then you probably will hit Ketchikan.
Yeah, I think so.
It's called the Marine Highway or something. But there's no road. It's the way the boats go up. It's the chain of islands that run alongside Canada. Mm. And that's the only part of Alaska I've been to. I played Ketchikan with Perkins and Peter once. And, God, is it beautiful.
Yeah, Christine. I'm really looking forward to it.
And then you probably keep going, you know, right to the
Glacier Bay or whatever.
And that'll be in beginning of September.
It'll be like end of August.
End of August.
Yeah.
And it's summer, like, man, the salmons were leaping.
Vigilance.
It was intense, leaping out of the water. Big silver guys. They took me up in a float plane as soon as we landed. And an old radio one, you know, and he had to wear headsets because it's so loud to talk to each other. They took me up to these mountains, and you could see the Goats Mountain, what are those called? Rams? Those are sheeps, right? These guys on their hoofs, how they could stay on these rocks at such angles.
Yeah, they're crazy, and they some do their head slams.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then the water, there's water that gets caught up there, and so blue. And these things in forests. This beautiful thing. I would like to see more of Alaska. But the adventure with the fam.
Yeah, it'll be a trip. Then I'm going to split on the side and go on a little dog sled adventure.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're going to parts with snow then?
Yeah, a Mendenhall Glacier, I think.
Wow. You're going to Iditarod it up?
Yeah. Yeah, this girl who lived next door to me, her dad was Iditarod master. He'd won like several times.
Wow. There was a lady who was winning some of them. And then her dogs got in a fight and then got on her. And there was those dogs are amazing how they can run and run and run.
Yeah.
And little huskies. Much respect to them.
So you got a little art festival thing coming up.
Try Art Festival. In Pedro.
Yeah.
Dance and music.
You're on
September 11th or 12th.
Yeah.
I'm playing it.
Yeah. You're the second man. Jack Brewer's going to be there.
September 12th. Is that the 12th?
Yeah.
No, or the 11th?
That's the 11th. Saturday.
That's good to know. That's good to know. Let me see. Do I have any other gigs? Wonder who's putting that together.
I don't know, it's a new thing, new festival, art, dance, music, downtown.
Yeah, there's no gig. There's a Deep Piazza's the week after. Okay. I got to tell Pete and Jer. Yeah, let me see that flyer.
Yeah, they're handing them out in the park the other day, so.
Okay, Killer Dreamer, that's Raul.
Yeah.
The Leeches, that's Raul. Mm. Stoned Heart, that's Baby Jess with Todd. Mm. And Jack Brewer Band, of course.
Yeah.
Jack Brewer.
So that was cool. Mainstream Pedro passing out the flyers there.
The TryArtFestival.com is the website. So, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always wanted to play Pedro as much as I can. So, besides Harold's gigs.
Yeah. That'll be cool. Yeah, I went to Wigwam the other night. There was a gig in there after the park, after party. It's always bitching being in there. Red Man's Lodge?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where Dirk had his birthday party. So I was there a few months ago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the bass player from first version of Jethro Tull lives in Pedro.
Yeah.
Glenn Cornick.
Yeah.
And he was down there.
Yeah, he's cool. His daughter was in my class.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, he married a U.S. lady, right? He's a great bass player. Wow, thank you for, like, letting me know. That would have been bonk.
That'd be a service.
on Mesa Street between 5th and 7th.
Yeah, kind of like where Sacred Grounds used to be, the old zone.
Yeah, and the Farmer Market used to be there instead of up and down 6th. So there'll be some outdoor stages or something.
I guess so. Yeah, probably one intersection and then the other one. Like a block in between.
And then there's dancing. Bollywood, Middle Eastern,
ballet,
Bharatanatyam. Wow. Circus. Manipuri, North India. Ballet, modern jazz. And then audience participation. I guess everybody just says, freak flag. Do you remember, what was it, the Real Don Steele show?
Yeah, yeah.
And they'd play devil with the... He'd get everybody in two lines. And he'd be at the end. And devil with the blue dress on, they'd play. And people would come down the little space in between the two lines and do their dance. He'd, like, throw them in there. That was so funny. You know, they'd get there like 5 seconds, you know, until he'd get whoop out another dude and another lady. No, they danced by themselves. Everybody had their, like, little show, little John Travolta moment. What was his name in that movie? Tony.
Probably.
Was it Tony from some Italian guy? Speaking of which, I saw my Fratelli. We did a...
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Cosano Decimo, maybe 20, 25 miles north of Venice, we played Stooges on the 19th. And Andrea Belfi, Stefano Paglia, my band members, El Sonio de Maranayo, came to the gig. And it was so good to see them again. And only two songs away from the album being done that they're having mixed. And they're composing for Due, number two. So, yeah, it was great to see them again. Very bitchin', man. You know, I hobbled over there. Before us, Gang of Four went on.
Oh.
Yeah. The singer was amazing. It was very sweaty, Ushiatsui. Hot, humid. And he was dancing and singing up a storm. His name's John. After got done, you know, he's getting his shirt off, trying to get breath. Hey, that was great work. I said to him, you know, last time I saw you was end of 70s at the Cuckoo's Nest in Orange County, California. He said, yeah, you and about 9 other people. I said, well, yeah, one of them was D. Boone. And he said, D. Boone. He said, I love the Minuteman. I was like, wow.
Bitchin'.
He really did good. There was two young guys on the bass and drums. They don't have Hugo and Dave anymore. The other guitar player, that same guitar. But I didn't really know any of the other songs except that stuff in the old days. And he was really good for being 30 years later, especially. You know.
The new guys give him some fresh juice, huh?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. I know they started getting back 3 years ago or something. And I never saw any of those. So, I don't know. He was wild. And he said he had knee surgeries. Oh. He called them ops. I had some ops. And so he could relate. He was very kind to me. Amazing. Some of these guys, the reunion thing, just, you know, trot out some old hits. And this guy, it was like, you know, it was a new band for him. And he was a young guy just going for it. Man,
that's cool.
He wild. You know, and voice... Still great. I was really, really impressed. And then glad to see Andrea and Stefano. Also Stefano from the Space Pony, Ravenna. Ravenna is where Dante is buried. He made me the most trippy theremin.
Oh, yeah?
Made it like a, yeah, like... Maybe he said it was like some devil out of the inferno. But it is, that's the little woo-woo part is his nose, you know. He's got eyes and the switches. And great cat. You know, after the gig, I must have been out there for a couple hours. I just, All these Italian guys, man, just they're just so full, you know, of the passion for it. All the audiences were really good. You know, a lot of the gigs, six of them were in France this last leg. And the French people, wow, such enthusiasm for Stooges. Really great. Czech Republic. That was the most eastern part I played in there. Ostrava, and then there was a big gig in Switzerland, and I got nailed with a beer can. A tall boy made me only a drink out of it, but hit about 3 inches above the knee, and the mobilizer's all padded, so, yeah, not even a bruise. To throw something at a cripple, dude, that I can't even dodge yet. We're at the end of the second hour. Nope. We're at the end of the first hour of the July 27, 2010 Watt from Pedro show. Hold tight for hour two, and Brother Matt Spinsucker is coming up real quick. July 27, 2010. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show. And I've been jonesing for it. Hope, what am I hoping for? I hope you are too. It's Brother Matt Spinsucker.
Right on, it's for tone.
In the kitchen, gonna let me lick the fat. I'm ever licking on the page. A pretty lot of fun. Just like 20 when you play the strategy. When I hear the music, I get real gone. Down to the station, I'm gonna take the train. Down to Colorado, we'll say so long. Just like 20 when you play the ukulele. When I hear the music, I get real gone. Gonna play the booga 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 booga. Gonna play the booga 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 booga. Gonna play the booga. Can't stop the beat, you gotta let it roll on. Mama, then to get the gold, let me think the back of my dick and all the paper, papa, beer, and all the papa, papa, get the time to throw the wind and play the fat, the cat, the wind, the wind, the heat, the kick, the top, the beat, the fat, the ball. Now for that, the sweet, the top, I'm gonna take the straight up, I'm gonna call the fat, the swept, I think the dump. You gotta let it roll on.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brother Matt.
Cool.
That was a righteous ride.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Yes. Jumping journey. What was your inspiration? I know you said something about tones.
Yeah, started off in the tone mode and then just kind of started getting into some trippy effects, vocals and bluesy-ness.
Yeah.
And I've been digging on a dubstep a lot the last few times that I just wanted to do something a little bit different.
Dubstep.
Although I kind of started getting back.
What's grind?
I don't know all these new names.
You heard about this? You know, the guy who first told me about grime was Doug Wimbish, bass player for Mark Stewart Mafia. Speaking of Mark Stewart, he's getting the pop group back together.
Oh, cool.
Got an album coming in September. Great band, the pop group. Coming up next, we got the Pinhead from Asia episode.
Cool.
Segment number 6. Now, this pin made such a big episode, had to chop it into 2 parts. So we're going to play the first part to finish up the second hour here, and then play the rest of it to start of the third hour. So without further ado, Pinhead from Asia segment.
Cool.
Bonjour, Pinhead from Asia, episode 6, recording while watching MLB All-Star Game 2010.
Thank you.
Bian. You're listening to the very special Radio Semi program called Pinhead from Asia Segment Episode 6, brought to you by the What from Pedro Show. And I'm DJ Pinhead from Taiwan, bringing you songs forgotten, bands disbanded, musicians deceased or disappeared, and unpopular pop songs and all things used in Asia. There was two tracks by Japanese indie super troupe called Taco that you just listened to. Taco features several important indie musicians active in the late 70s and early 80s in Japan. Yes, again. Even though some of them, for instance, Machida Code of Inu from our previous episode, and also Endo Michiro of the Starlings. Who else? Sakamoto Luigi too. And who else? What's the name again? Yamasaki Harumi too. Yes, Yamasaki Harumi. I love that crazy bitch. Yamasaki. And that was Taco. What's next? Now let's try out something different, something not so obscure, and I guess that will be okay. Uchoten, and the track is called Taishipai. That was Uchoten, lovely pop punk, extremely playful and inspiring and underground, definitely what Pinhead from Asia is looking for. Kara is the lead singer of Uchoten, who also runs this indie label called Nakumu Records. It has great catalogs that features Machika Bully and also this weird group called Zinse, which was actually one of Takuya Ishino's side projects. You know, Ishino is from Denki Group. Okay, next I'll give you some stuff recommended by my buddy again. That will be Henshin Killing's Akai Kutsu and also Sugiyama Shintaro's Matsuge. You know, Sugiyama is this is the bass player of the original lineup of the Starlings, and I think he participates in Hisho Kaitan after he left the Starlings. Holy shit, he plays with the leader of Daisuck and the Prostitutes. I think I've told you how much I like that group in the previous Pinhead Foundation episode. Not so long after I played Daisuck and Prostitutes, my friend told me that their CD's been reissued. Wow. Why aren't we listening to the Starling today when we keep mentioning it? Because I left all my Starling CD in my dormitory, so well, we'll make it up next time. So now, Henshin Clean. Okay, Pinhead from Asia episode 6 continued. You know what would be a perfect slogan for Pinhead from Asia? That would be, most of the bands I like either broke up or now suck, which partly and subjectively refers to the following two bands from Tokyo. First is Green Milk from the Planet Orange. Broke up 2 years ago. Damn, I like this band, okay? So, just that, I have no idea why they always play guitars and bass while sitting down on chairs. They do that on live too, so it's kind of weird. So, one suggestion, come on, reunite, stand up and jump around. Here is Concrete City Breakdown by Green Milk from the Planet Orange.
bothers come away. Nobody does know. Even our minds are cut out of the concrete. Same as that we're enjoying the joys of freedom. That's our life. Because we are just functioning as a part of the system of production. Reinforcing the sign. That's all things we do. Our animal instincts are exploited with one another odors. Now we turn this completely buried in concrete. Can you really see this angry concrete today? We have to break through the controlled concrete. We need a power. It's not oppression. Its power liberates us from the system. We need to say goodbye to the old exhausted system. Freedom's not been finished yet. So now we are hearing the voice longs for liberation. No people from the red.
July 27, 2010. It's the third hour of Watt from Pedro Show. What's that, Brother Matt?
I was just digging on the Pinhead Show. Yeah, I dig.
Some good education.
Yeah.
We got learned. And that was the first part we heard to close off the second hour. Now we're going to start off the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show with the second part of Pinhead from Asia, segment number 6. Take away and spin.
Okay, next we have Boris. Still active, still popular, doesn't fit the criteria of Pinhead from Asia, right? But I really love this song, so I'm playing it anyway. I miss the good old Boris, like albums like Heavy Rock and Akuma no Uta, Feedbacker, and Flood. This track is called Nakikoku from Akuma no Uta, with album cover parodizing Nick Drake's Brighter Later. I remember that when one of my old friends saw Akuma no Uta on my bookshelf, he was like, oh, it's like Tokyo Tower to Eiffel Tower. The way he realizing that he's a parody is like this. Well, I would love to see Boris joining Melvins to play the song Boris, so make a wish, but the Wishmaster says too confusing. After that, I'll give you a collaborative piece between Bottle Pound and LSD March from Japan. The track is called Hikari Naki Sekai by LSD Pound. So first Nakikoku by Boris and then Hikari Naki Sekai by LSD Pound. Okay, here's a surprising theme for Pinhead from Asia episode 6, which is grindcore in Asia. Now I have D.I.E. and Meat Slave, also called Nikudole in Japanese, Shigabane from Japan too, and SMG from Malaysia. I was told that there are so many underground grindcore bands in Southeast Asia. Maybe it has to do with their cultures and maybe that's how cool they are. Well, Taiwan is a bit estranged from that area, so most of the music I know is either from Taiwan or Japan or maybe China and Korea. Okay, D.I.E. first, then the rest. Okay, almost the end of Pina from Asia episode 6. The last track will be this song called Man in the Clock, 时钟里的人 by Taiwan indie punk group called 88 Ballads. Well, they are currently active and releasing a few albums already, with interesting lyrics and lots of humors and parodies. They're good with cutting up and puzzling up all sorts of musical genres and elements, and they are good at doing it.88 Ballads with their track called Man in the Clock, and I'm DJ Pinhead from Asia. See you next time.
We'll be right back.
Watt from Pedro show. Thank you, Miss Penn, for another engrossing sit in the classroom of Asia Music's there and learning us. That was a Penn Ann from Asia episode number
cool
6. Little
rap she has.
Oh, yeah. I had to shut the hatch, huh?
Yeah.
It's coming home time now, and Pedro, it's coming on 6 p.m., so that means
noise.
No big motorcycles, yeah. But we get still tailpipe symphony. Mm-hmm. And did anything happen, Pedro? I was gone?
Oh, man. The girl downstairs, there's a place that had the bugs.
Right, and you had to evacuate.
Her daughter kind of has this fiancé after a couple weeks.
Yeah.
A Fabio motorcycle guy. And they had a little spat or something, and the cops and the helicopters and the fire trucks.
Oh, like the party.
Full on. They were here last week. It was nuts. It was totally nuts.
Nighttime?
Yeah. So that was the most exciting thing. Otherwise, it's been kind of mellow.
Okay. I know Raul went on a tour, he told me, in the South. And the kid Kevin bought a van for $1,000 that, like, fuel pump went out and then had to pull the tank. And it was a real hell ride, he told me. But, you know, he loves music. He loves those guys, so.
Adventure.
Yeah. And an investment in the adventure. Scrapbook yet to be written by Raul. I know they're going to go out. He's going to go out with Tom Watson to help Lou Barlow on some more gigs.
Cool.
Yeah. And they finish up around when I do, September 3rd or 4th or something like that. And we can start on the prepping of the opera. I mean, it's a pretty intense piece. There's 30 little ones, you know, and a lot of stuff to remember. So we're going to have to pound it into the brain. Well, we can do it. I know we can. And that could be very interesting. I was talking to the guy from the Times, John, writer man, about it, and he was, you know, what's the point of it? You know, what's the focus? And so it's about the middle. I explained the Bosch stuff and Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz and I don't know. I think the other two operas had a kind of easier plot to follow. But that's all right. He was very kind to me. He was way into this floor by four thing. He said it kind of sounded like Sun Ra to him.
Ah.
You know, the feel of it, he said, which was, I know Nels and Dougie Uconda, they're big into that, and I am too. In fact, let's play some Sun Ra.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. yeah, Pat and Monroe. She's got a little powder, got a little gun, and sitting in the park of having some fun. She was raised by beasts and photographed by vultures. Here come the wolf man, the abominable snowman. Got a little poison, got a little gum, sitting in the bathtub waiting for the wolf man to come. Husband will protect you. You are wrong. You think your little wife will protect you. You are wrong. You think your children will protect you. You are wrong. You think your government will protect you. You are wrong. She don't care about Allah. She is the Allah. Don't care about Buddha. She is the Buddha.
Prefiero
Watt from Pedro Show. Yeah, started off our last chunk of music with Sun Ra, something live. Maybe from Italy, I think, in the early 80s. Lights on a Satellite. And then we heard something new from Grinder Man, Heathen Child. And that includes violinist Warren Ellis, who I saw at the Stooges Paris gig. He talked to me after the a long time after the show. I haven't seen him a long, big while because, you know, he's got a band, The Dirty Three, and I got to jam with him in the Big Day Out in 96. Sayori was there. Should have got a picture. He's got a big old beard now. He's living in Paris. He was in great spirits, great health. And it's good to see Warren again.
Cool.
And he'll be on the road with the Grinder Man. And then we heard, finally, Desconocido. 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 Terrible. By Proyecto Trenes. And great stuff there, too. Brother Matt, we've come to the end of our show.
Another one in the bag.
Yeah. And we'll have a next time we'll have a guest from your old days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great.
The old Marymount.
Very cool. X.
And
big X.
I'm going to try to do one on the road. And then 2 weeks I'm gone. Got one of the helper men, Derek, his big collector 45s from all the years. So going to have him on and play his 45s.
Very cool.
And then come back to Pedro for that one more break, and we'll do a show.
Cool.
But thanks so much for being here for me.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And in fact, schlepping me here and back from the Love Grotto. God, I got to lay out. This is a perfect recuperation.
Comfortable there.
Yeah, okay. Right there, that little mountain of fucking pillows. much gratitude to you.
Cool.
It's been July 27, 2010, Watt from Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.